kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
They use the short form. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. A Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she's a sinner." But Jesus said in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. "Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose large debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she had bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven because she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord. You remember last week, Jesus said to the dead gentleman, "Young man, I tell you, rise up." And today, Jesus with firm words, "Lady, your sins are forgiven." You know, this lady, her name is Mary Magdalene. According to the Gospel, she's a kind of, today's words is prostitute. She's beautiful, attract many people. She got very much money. That's why she got money to buy the ointment, the best one. But according to gospel also, she got seven devils living in her. And Jesus, before that, she met Jesus. Jesus captured not only once, because seven devils is not easy to kick out. It takes some time. And I think this last time, she was really cured. That's why she has all the courage to come up to Jesus, weep with her tears, wash the feet of Jesus, clean the feet of Jesus with her beautiful hair. It's an act of contrition. She didn't say the word, the act of contrition, but her action is an act of contrition. Her sins are forgiven. Jesus is very simple-minded. He doesn't care what you have done before, for years or just once. Important you just say, sorry, Jesus, I want to start again. I want to repent. Be assured, your sins are forgiven. Of course, today, you need to have a confession. Jesus is the one who absorbed your sin. Jesus is the one who is waiting for you. Jesus is very simple-minded. He doesn't care how many sins you have committed or how long you have committed. This is not his concern. His concern is your heart. Right this moment. Right this moment. If for years you don't feel good, sorry, at least speak a contrition of hearts. As soon as possible, make a good confession. So you can have this peace of Christ. He wants to come to you personally. He loves you immensely. You know, today in the Mass, in the beginning, of course, is you read things in it's not sung, but with the words from the Psalm 27, verse 9, it's a word of the for the Psalms, say, do not abandon or forsake me, O Lord, my Savior. And Jesus himself, for our sake, he was forsaken by God the Father so that we can retain our original life. On the cross, he said, he cried out, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? For our sake, he was forsaken by God the Father. He was complete in darkness so that we can have light. He died so that we can have life. Only God can redeem us from our sinfulness. Nothing else. Don't trust so much on yourself. Oh, I can go and go. I will not do it again. Make a good confession. That's Jesus' word. Jesus gave the power to the apostles. Whatever sins you can absolve, you can retain also those sins. The power Jesus dedicates, but also Jesus himself is the one who listens to your confession. It is the one who absorbs the sins. According to the words of Jesus to Faustina, it by the priest only a screen. That means you need to have humility. If you're true penitent heart, you have this humility. All of us are sinners. I have to confess. The bishops have to confess. Even the Pope has to confess. Even now, the message of Heavenly Mother from Medjugorje, he invites the parishioners of St. James over there, and also today, invite people to confess every month. Most of us, we think, oh, not too many sins. No, Even one small sin hurt the heart of Jesus. Even one little sin we consider called venial sin hurt the heart of Jesus. Don't tell yourself until the day you commit mortal sin and then you make a confession. Might be too late. Might be due to time. It seems the Heavenly Mother is teaching us today a very important message. Apart from confessing once a month, also invite people, pray more, pray the rosary, and fasting. Although for her, fasting, the best fasting is with bread and water, but also fasting in a different way. Not just allow yourself to do anything you like. We need to have control, self-control. It's a habit, it's an exercise. Fasting is an exercise to control ourselves. Most of the time we lose our control. That's why we are tired. That's why we have no sense of the Lord, because we gossip all the whole day. Or the WhatsApps of nothing but just gossips, complaining, condemning. This is not our calling. We are called to be a saint, a real saint. Don't tell yourself this belongs to them, not to you. You are called. In the heart of Jesus, you are most precious. Even for you alone, He will die for you and nothing else. It's just yearning for your heart-to-heart contact. Be simple. Don't doubt. Oh, I'm a sinner for years. Don't worry. Jesus is forgiving. If you have contrite heart, the same word to Mary Magdalene is the same to you. Your sins are forgiven. Trust with simplicity. Trust with the love of a boy, of a child towards a mother, towards a father. So today we pray for one another. We pray also for the fathers, not at the end of the Mass. But now we have renewal of commitment by lectors and is it for whom?